Blog Talk Radio.
Show on education, and this is your host Sadia Ijaz. Today I will be doing a book review on The Diary of Anne Frank. It was a book that I recently read. Before I begin, for more information or questions, contact us by visiting our website at www.newheightseducation.org or email at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. Or you can call us at 419-786-0247. To call in anytime during the show for questions or to join the chat, you can call at 347-633-9225. Before I begin, there are some announcements. Please remember to push follow us for updates on upcoming shows, or you can visit our website as well, see host bios, and keep track of your favorite hosts and our shows. New Heights continues to offer its biweekly Enrichment Day co-op classes, and the next class will be on April 11th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Classes will be held in Defiance at the Zion Lutheran Church. Tutors and teachers are needed in Defiance and Putnam County. Anyone that would like to volunteer should contact us directly. There are also some paid opportunities, and we currently need reading tutors. Also, New Heights is happy to report that we have found a building for our library, and we will announce the location once we are settled, which may be in a week or two. And we are very thankful to Lynn and Kathy Bergman, Mary Ann Hurst, and Brian Corr for their kindness and generosity. And we have new online volunteers, or we need new online volunteers, or we have new online volunteers. Do you need help in math? If so, Fong is currently an international student at Walnut Grove Christian School, Fort Mill, South Carolina. And before arriving in the U.S., he lived in Vietnam with his parents and younger sister and did his 10th grade with the highest average grade in his class. At Walnut Grove Christian School, he got an 80 out of 80 in math and in this year's PSAT and 100 out of 800 in most of the practical SAT tests. He is now in grade 11 and hoping to get a college scholarship. Fong is a volunteer math tutor with New Heights Educational Group. He loves to help needed students with his best competence, and he is looking forward to working as a volunteer math tutor in these areas: geometry, algebra 1, algebra 2, and pre-calculus. So those were the announcements for today. And to get back to the discussion that I'll be having today on this episode is the book that I recently read, which was a diary written by Anne Frank herself. I just finished it recently. It was a wonderful story, and it was very well written by Anne Frank herself. And the language and tone is set by her style of writing and brings the whole feeling of what it was really like to live during the Holocaust and how people felt, how the families lived, and how difficult it was to just live through this moment while there's, any moment you don't know when the next attack might be. So it was scary, and it was interesting to read that. It was written really well and definitely for children, teens, and adults. And the writing format is definitely like a diary, and it's different from those chapter books. And also, when I read it, there was some things I could relate to and was able to see that there are definitely similarities in the way we think and the way they thought at that time. And by reading the great piece of literature, I was able to understand much, not only the facts of the event, but also the daily life of children and families and how it was to live in secret and in their little houses that were supposed to be hidden, and how difficult it was to be not seen. And I've never experienced that, so it's definitely something interesting to read. Here's a quick summary of the story, and this is taken from schmoop.com. It says, on her 13th birthday, Anne Frank's parents give her a diary. She is excited because she wants someone or something in which to confide all of her secret thoughts. Even though she has a rich social life, she feels misunderstood by everyone she knows. Anne starts to write about daily events, her thoughts, school grades, boys, all that. But within a month, her entire life changes. As Jews in German-occupied Holland, the Frank family fears for their lives. When Anne's sister, Margaret, is called to appear before the authorities, which would almost surely mean she was being sent to a concentration camp, Anne and her family go into hiding. They move into a little section of Anne's father's office building that is walled off and hidden behind a swinging bookcase. The little diagram of the office building and secret annex, along with the Thursday, July 9th, 1942 entry, gives us the layout. And for 2 years, the Frank family lives in the secret annex. Mr. and Mrs. Van Don and their son Peter, who is a few years older than Anne, are also in hiding with the Franks. Later, Mr. Dussel, an elderly dentist, moves in, and Anne has to share her bedroom with him. Anne's adolescence is spent hidden from the outside world. She's cooped up in tiny rooms, tiptoeing around during the day and becoming shell-shocked from the sounds of bombs and gunfires at night. Luckily, the Franks have tons of reading material and a radio, and grows in her knowledge of politics and literature, and she puts tons of energy in studying and writing. At the same time, she grows further and further away from the other members of this annex. So it definitely was a great story, and it was very descriptive as well, and she definitely wrote most of what she would think, and it was very personal, and it's great for teenagers to read. And it was definitely a book to be read and deserves to be read. So that was all for today, and tune in next Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Saturdays you can join host Kaden Behan for her show starting at 6 p.m. And Sundays you can join Kathy Woodring for her show at 11 p.m. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And I'm actually going on spring break, so super excited. I am ready for it. This week was way too hectic. And I hope everyone enjoys the wonderful sun. Hopefully it's sunny where you are. It's definitely here. And I'm definitely enjoying it. So have a safe weekend, great weekend, and thank you for listening. Raise me up to more.